Hey, thanks for listening to this Marlins Rewind. Miami played the second of the week against Philadelphia last night at Marlins Park. Jose Urania looked to continue his hot stretch on the mound. Miami made a late run, and for the full game rewind, here's Gaff.
Well, the Marlins fall to the Phillies 4-3 tonight. The Phillies have won the first two games of this series. Phillies jumped on top early. Marlins tried to claw back, and they come up just short as they have lost five straight and 10 of their last 11. Adam Morgan, 1-9 on the season. He lost nine straight. The only pitcher in baseball to do that this year. Came in with a 6.21 ERA. Matched up with Jose Urania, who had three straight good starts for the Marlins. So it seemed as though the mound matchup would have favored Miami tonight. But in the top of the first, Urania in immediate trouble. He allowed back-to-back singles to Cesar Hernandez and Odubel Herrera. Michael Franco walked to load the bases, and up stepped Tommy Joseph.
Here's the pitch, and here's a high fly ball to left. Backing up Hood a few steps, makes the catch. Tagging at third is Hernandez. He'll score. One out, one run in. It's 1-0 Philadelphia. Here in the first on the sack fly by Tommy Joseph.
And with one out, the Phillies had men at first and second for yesterday's home run hero, Freddy Galvis.
The pitch cracked on the ground through the right side. Charged by Francourt. Coming around third, Herrera. The throw to the plate, not in time. 2-0 Phillies on a solid hit to right by Galvis.
It would be a 32-pitch first inning for Jose Urania, who faced seven men in the inning. And at the end of that top of the first, Marlins were down 2-0. They didn't score. They went down in order, in fact, against Adam Morgan in their half of the first. Urania bounced back, set down the side 1-2-3 in the second. So after the RBI hit from Galvis, he'd set down five straight into the third. But Odubel Herrera began the third inning with a triple. And with one out, Tommy Joseph had a chance to extend the Phillies' lead. Getting most of the starts at first base these days. With one out, the infield comes in now. Ground ball to third. It's by Prado. Fair ball down the line. Herrera scores. Digging for second, Joseph. And he'll beat the throw from Hood. An RBI double is second run driven in the game already, and it's 3-0 Phils. Well, then Urania would settle down. He'd retire the next six in a row to get out of the third, to retire the side in the fourth, and for the first out in the fifth inning. But with one out in the fifth, he hit Odubel Herrera with a pitch. With two outs, Tommy Joseph's single sent Herrera down to second, and up again, Step Galvis.
Here's a ball rocketed on a line to right, and it's flagged down by Francourt. He spins and throws, but coming around third is Herrera. He'll score, and when the throw gets through to the left side of the infield, why, the batter Galvis moves down to second. 4-0 Phillies.
So the Phillies were in command, or so it seemed. Urania done after five. Seven hits, four runs. Walked one, struck out five. He hit a batter. Urania tonight, 86 pitches. 61 strikes. Miami would finally break through in the fifth inning. Jeff Francourt, an infield hit. He was erased on a fielder's choice at second base. JT Realmuto replacing him on the base paths. Xavier Scruggs single sending JT to second base. So two on and one out, up stepped Adani Echevarria.
The set, the left-hander deals, and it's hit past the first baseman down the right field line, coming around third. Here is Realmuto. He'll score, and over two-third, the throw goes in there, and Scruggs is tagged out at third. Two down, the Marlins are on the board. It's a 4-1 game.
Etch snapped an 0-for-22 with that RBI single. That run batted in for Echevarria ended a streak. For Etch, the RBI was his first in 28 games, going back to August 5th at Colorado. But losing Scruggs on the bases hurt because Giancarlo Stanton stepped to the plate as a pinch hitter, returning to the DL today, and he picked up a single that would have scored a run for the Marlins, but with Scruggs having been thrown out of third base, Marlins instead had to settle for runners at the corners with two outs. D. Gordon struck out to end the fifth, and it was 4-1 Phillies. Adam Morgan got through six in this one, allowed the one run on five hits. Of those five hits, four of them came in the fifth inning. Didn't walk anybody, struck out five. Very good outing for Morgan. He threw 85 pitches, 54 of them for strikes. Adubre Ramos pitched a perfect seventh inning. So it was 4-1 Phillies as we move to the eighth. The eighth inning began with Adani Echevarria ending another slide. He hit a double to begin the inning. So he'd snapped an 0-for-22 with his single in the fifth inning. That single knocked in his first run in 28 games since August 5th. His leadoff double in the eighth inning was his first extra base hit in his last 33 games. He had last had an extra base hit July 3rd against the Cardinals. That was a double. This double put him at second base against Hector Neris with nobody out in the eighth for pinch hitter Ichiro. 2-1 to Ichiro is hammered high in the air, deep to right. Back goes Borges at the wall. Ichiro's hit his first of the year. It's a two-run shot, and the Marlins pull back within a run at 4-3. For Ichiro, his first home run since April 29th of last season. It had been a long home run drought for Ichiro. His first ever pinch hit home run made it a one-run game at 4-3. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So the Marlins had pulled within a run. There was still nobody out in the eighth inning. D. Gordon popped his second for the first out. Then Justin Bour coming off the disabled list, appearing for the first time since July 2nd. He drew a four-pitch walk, putting the tying man on. Jeffrey Perez up from Double-A today came on as a pinch runner after Martin Prado struck out. Perez stole second. So the tying man was at second base with two outs in the eighth. The Phillies opted to intentionally walk Christian Yelich. They figured they'd go after the right-handed hitter Jeff Francoeur, and Francoeur struck out, ending the eighth. Marlins got two, but they were still down a run, 4-3. After Fernando Rodney worked a perfect top of the ninth, Genmar Gomez came out and tried to slam the door in the bottom of the ninth with a one-run lead. With one out, he walked Derek Dietrich. Adani Echeverria hit what looked like it might be a game-ending double play ball to third, but Michael Franco's throw sailed into right field in E5. Dietrich was at second base. Echeverria was at first. The tying man in scoring position, the winning man on, with one out in the ninth. Ichiro, who had stayed in the game in right field after his pinch hit home run, was the next man to the plate. He sliced a line drive to left. Aaron Altair came over and made the catch for the second out. So the Marlins, with the tying and winning men on, were down to their final out of the ninth. Genmar Gomez going after D. Gordon.
And the pitch to D. Gordon. Taken, strike three, and that's the ball game. D. Gordon is called out on strikes with a tying run at second base. And his prolonged slump continues. For the Marlins here in the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, two left on. And the Phillies win the ball game 4-3.
For D, an 0-for-5 night. He's 1 for his last 25. He's 4 for his last 46. Phillies win at 4-3. Four runs, 10 hits, one error, 11 men left. For the Marlins, three runs, seven hits, no errors. They strand seven. Adam Morgan, the winning pitcher, he's 2-9. Jose Urania, the losing pitcher, he's 3-6. Genmar Gomez saves his 35th of the year. Time of the game, 3 hours, right on the button. Crowd of 16,169 goes home disappointed. Phillies are 62-76 with the victory. They've won back-to-back games for the first time since a three-game winning streak August 12th through the 14th. They have clinched this series win after having gone 0-5-1 in their last six series. Phillies improved to 32-37 on the road. As for the Marlins, well, they've lost five straight now. They've lost 10 of 11. They've gone 16-28 beginning July 22nd. Worst record in baseball since they were 9 over and in wild card position on July 21st. Marlins are 68-71, now 3 under with this loss, and they fall below 500 at home, 33-34 here at Marlins Park.
Today's Fish Family bonus code is 20WINS, number 20, and the word wins. That's because on September 7th, 2005, Dontrell Willis became the first pitcher in Marlins franchise history to win 20 games in a season. He won 22 that year. That still stands as a franchise record today. 20 wins is the Fish Family code. Andrew Kashner will look for his first Marlins win tonight. 7-10 ball game as the Fish wrap up against the Phillies. They'll enjoy an off day tomorrow, and then the Los Angeles Dodgers come to town. 7-10 tonight, Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico at 6:40. Listen at MLB.com, download the MLB at Bat app. Listen on 940 WINS and the Miami Marlins Radio Network.